Most people don't have any money until they're 50, unless they built and sold a business. All of their money is in their retirement plan at work, because up until 50, in a lot of cases, give or take, you just are in a process of building a life, and you've got kids and college and, you know, all those different things. So I think that a lot of people are able to begin to shift to think about themselves about that, again, depending on when you had kids, about that period of time in their early 50s. You know, the interesting thing is that if you look at your retirement more as a journey than a destination, that's plenty of time to still put in place a good solid plan that can, you know, again, begin sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And just take a look at it more from a big picture than a, again, I'm never going to get a check again, because that's the scariest day in any grown person's life, is the day that their last earned paycheck clears the bank.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Ann will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And we have a really exciting guest on today's show, Chip Munn, graduated magna cum laude from Clemson University, earning a degree in education. Chip was selected as an academic All-American by USA Today, though he began his career as a teacher in a formal education setting. He quickly realized his teaching skills could translate into a career in wealth management, and he transitioned into finance. In 2015, Munn was ranked among the top 10 regional advisors under 40 by the Wall Street Magazine. Since then, as the CEO and visionary of Signature Wealth, he's driven the expansion of the practice from a small three-person team to a regional wealth management group with 30-plus team members thriving in more than 10 local communities, and has seen it grow from $280 million in client assets under care to almost $1.3 billion since 2016. Munn specializes in retirement, education planning, and the transfer of wealth. Seeing his clients fulfill their dreams and living their signature life is what drives him. In addition to being the author of The Retirement Remix, he's a popular podcast host, The Retirement Remix and Maximum Advisor, and coach to advisors and professionals. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ann. It's great to be here.
It's an amazing what you have created for yourself and for your clients. Can you tell us a little bit about how this all started and what drove you in this direction?
Sure. Well, I started out as an elementary school teacher. So I majored in elementary ed, which means that I color incredibly well and make great science projects. But after about halfway through the first year, one of the things that I wasn't real crazy about was discipline. I have four boys now, and so now I understand that I just wasn't, at 22 years old, anywhere prepared for that. But having lived through, so my granddad, when he passed away here in the States, this was back in the early 1990s, had a family farm. We had a 2,000-acre family farm that my father had to sell in order to pay the death tax. And so when I decided to get out of teaching, I wanted to take the skills that I had in taking complex things and trying to make them easy to understand for young people and apply them in a way so that other people wouldn't have the same kind of planning issues that my granddad had. And so it led me into wanting to become a financial advisor and really focus my area of our practice on financial planning so that people could make sure that, again, that the government gets their fair share, but not any more than that.
Well, that's fair enough, too. Your book is called The Retirement Remix, and in it you talk about old school retirement is broken. Can you explain what you mean by that?
For sure. You know, one of the things that I see a lot as an advisor is folks who come in and, you know, when I say old school retirement, what I'm referring to is the notion that we're going to set a fixed point, say age 65 is one that I hear a lot. And at that point, we're going to flip a switch from full-time producer to full-time consumer. And we're going to quit going into work. And we're going to do all those things. And what I found was, and that most people in reality, that's not actually what they wanted. You know, so the idea of 30 years, same job, gold watch, and then I just go on vacation and never come back to work, it wasn't actually what they wanted. What they wanted, in a lot of cases, was to be able to begin to live more life now, to actually take all their vacation days, and be able to stage into a kind of a longer arc on retirement. What I found was that the people that I worked with, in a lot of cases, weren't happy or healthy, or at least not as happy and healthy as they could be. And so I did some research on the countries that were happiest and healthiest. There are actually lists of such things, and found out that in a lot of cases, if you looked at the four countries that were both top 10 happiest and healthiest countries, that they essentially, they worked about 220 hours a year less than we did here in the U.S., and they just worked a little bit longer. And so when I put all that together and formulated it into that idea of the retirement remix, the purpose of it was to begin planning for that now, you know, at whatever stage somebody's at, so that the way that we plan for retirement and the way that we actually retire match up. Because otherwise, we end up, in a lot of cases, doing a lot of extra work and really kind of work hard, retire exhausted. And we put off until some arbitrary point in the future things that we really want to do. And in a lot of cases, I saw people never get to them. And so I really just felt like there was a disconnect between what we wanted and what we were actually planning for.
It's a refreshing approach to find that out, that we need to look at our lifestyle as well as our retirement goals together. What age are people paying attention to retirement planning, and has that changed?
Well, I think that for a lot of people, honestly, that they start to think about retirement planning unless they've had a life experience with a parent or grandparent. They start thinking about planning typically in the neighborhood of 50. You know, here in the States, I often joke that with the exception of the actual retirement plan here, most people don't have any money until they're 50, unless they built and sold a business. All of their money is in their retirement plan at work, because up until 50, in a lot of cases, give or take, you just are in a process of building a life, and you've got kids and college and, you know, all those different things. So I think that a lot of people are able to begin to shift to think about themselves about that, again, depending on when you had kids, about that period of time in their early 50s. You know, the interesting thing is that if you look at your retirement more as a journey than a destination, that's plenty of time to still put in place a good solid plan that can, you know, again, begin sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. And just take a look at it more from a big picture than a, again, I'm never going to get a check again, because that's the scariest day in any grown person's life, is the day that their last earned paycheck clears the bank.
Yeah.
And so by being able to plan for that and stretch that out in a way where you're happy. Most people don't. Retirement for a lot of people that I meet with is not so much about money as it is about freedom. And so by defining what that is earlier rather than later, I think that it's a lot easier to build out a kind of big picture plan that works.
Yeah, right. So what are the biggest concerns for people considering retirement right now?
So these days, particularly as we're recording, you know, a lot of things going on, travel restrictions and, you know, healthcare is a big deal. Healthcare is always a big deal. But up until now, we've always had a, not always, but we've had a way, a fairly predictable growth rate as to how much our health care is going to cost. The inflation on health care costs, we've been able to gauge that. I don't know that anybody knows. Again, speaking for the states, with the stress that this current pandemic has put on our health care system, I don't think that we know what the costs are going to be. So I think that's going to continue to be a big thing. And for a lot of people, it's not something that most people plan for retirement based on their spending needs. You know, if I were to say to you, how much money do you feel like you would need? It's usually, for most people, it's the same amount of money that was being deposited into my checking account from my job, right? If I was bringing home in my checking account, because I don't think about taxes and 401k, you know, retirement contributions. I think about how much I have spendable. And so for most people, when they're doing that planning, that's the number that they're looking for, that number that was hitting their checking account. Unfortunately, healthcare in retirement is something that you have to cover yourself. There are parts of that that you have to deal with yourself. And so you have to plan for that in addition. So healthcare is one. The other is for a lot of people, if you know anybody who's ever suddenly retired, in a lot of cases, emotionally, they're not ready for it. It's not just a financial thing. It's a, this has driven my entire life. I am what I do. I was the, you know, insert my title here. And so for a lot of people, the second kind of big question, so the first one is, am I going to be able to pay for both my lifestyle and my health care? So that's kind of the first big question. The second one is, do I know whether I'm retiring from something or retiring to something? And that's a big thing for a lot of people, because there can be a lot of emotional stress, a lot on couples. If you look at the fastest growing, at least here in the United States, fastest growing kind of segment of folks who've been getting divorced, the fastest growing segment is folks over the age of 50, because there's a lot of emotional stuff that goes on with those changes that aren't just based on finances. So I think that the two biggest things right now are, can I afford all the different kinds of care, not just that lifestyle after-tax spending money, and do I know what I'm retiring to? Because I know that you mentioned you live in a beautiful area. For a lot of folks, if you haven't decided what that purpose is on the other side of retirement, it's a very difficult transition, and one that, in my opinion, is as important as the financial one, because it can bring about a lot of really bad health consequences.
It's interesting. You mentioned earlier that if you suddenly retired, so to me, that could also be in conjunction with finding out you had a major health issue and you've sort of had to retire suddenly. We are fortunate in Australia that we have a Medicare. So if you don't have health insurance, the sort of the government takes over that as long as you are prepared to wait. And we do have private health insurance that is quite affordable. So we're lucky in that respect. But if you need to move, or if you're starting to think, I've got to spend 24 hours a day with this person that I only used to see in the morning, the afternoon, on weekends, it may get a few people wondering if they can really retire happily.
I don't know about you, but having been now, you know, I've been restricted in my personal travel for a couple of months, and I think that there are a lot of people during this pandemic that are getting a taste of what retirement could be like. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to say, I'm a big fan. I mentioned this to you, I think, before we started recording, of trial retirement. You know, but for a lot of us, we've gotten a trial retirement. What is it like for us to be home with our spouse all the time? How are we going to fill our time? What are we going to do? How are we going to, you know, a lot of us are still working, but it's a glimpse into that. And I believe there are a handful of things that you need to have a purpose. You need to have a schedule. You know, these are things that, again, most financial advisors aren't sitting and talking about these things. It's all about kind of a number, but life isn't lived in spreadsheets. And so in a lot of cases, if you look at not planning for these kinds of things, you mentioned earlier that you could have, it could be in conjunction with a health problem. But you know, there are studies that show that the sedentary lifestyle that a lot of folks adopt when they don't have a purpose after retirement can lead to all sorts of health problems. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's not just the mental health, it's the physical health of making sure that you're ready for retirement. But I think we've gotten a taste of that over the last couple of months. And my hope is that people won't waste the lesson, that we've had an opportunity to learn something, come out of this and figure out what you liked about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've decided I like working from home. There are some benefits to remote work that I really enjoy. I might like to do that more for the next, you know, however long until I retire. I'd like to add that to that new normal. But there are some things, if this were a permanent thing, if I were retired today, I know now I would want to have some things done differently. And so I think that for those of us who aren't already retired, we have the benefit of this experience to be able to use that to plan. I think it's a good opportunity.
The other thing that's been happening lately with the coronavirus that has upset us all around the world is the decline of the stock market, or the rapid decline of the stock market. Do you think this has increased people's fears about whether they'll be able to retire?
I think that it's given you an opportunity to, because again, at the time that we're talking, stock market here in the United States, rapid decline, pretty quick advance back, at least to this point, not all the way to where we were, but it gave everybody an opportunity. You know, one of the biggest things when you go in and sit with an investment advisor that you should talk about is risk tolerance, right? Is how much risk do I feel comfortable taking? There were a lot of people that in the last couple of months have had an opportunity to see and experience. I believe risk is one of those things that you don't know how much of it you can take until you experience it. And so we've had an opportunity in the last couple of months to experience a rapid market decline. And yes, for some people, it made them nervous. And it means that they needed to reevaluate their plan. Perhaps they were taking more. I'm a believer and that you shouldn't take any more risk than necessary. So, you know, for Warren Buffett, for example, if he left all of his money in a checking account, made no interest, and spent like he spends for the rest of his life, he can't run out of money earning zero interest. But other people need a certain level of return on their investments in order to be able to make their plan work. But mathematically, you can figure out how much risk is necessary. And in my opinion, unless you're going to change your goals, unless you're going to want more, you shouldn't take more risk just for the sake of it. And I hope that there are a lot of folks who've experienced that here in the last month or two and have used it to, if you had a plan before all of this that works. And we, for example, use Monte Carlo analysis to look at lots of different scenarios. But if you had one before, our experience has been that it held during this period of time. So if your goals didn't change, then your plan shouldn't change. But if you had an opportunity where now all of a sudden all that risk felt really bad, this is a good time to say, do I need to, especially now that we've had a little bit of a recovery, do I need to keep taking this much risk, or should I find a way to maybe make some changes? And I think, and there are a lot of folks whose goals have changed. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people, if you've been working from home, and I talked to somebody today who'd been really stressed out at work, but they've been working remotely for the last couple of months and have really enjoyed it. Well, their goals have changed. They're not looking to go back and be that hard charging executive in the same way that they were, which means that your plan needs to change and maybe you can take less risk. So I think it's important to be, we've had a lot of opportunities to learn. My hope is that, again, I wrote an article not long ago called Don't Let a Good Crisis Go to Waste. And I think that's kind of where we are. It's from a book, The Road Less Stupid, by, I think the guy's name is Keith Cunningham. It was one of the chapter titles. But we've had a good opportunity to learn a lot about our investments, the market, and ourselves over the last couple of months. So hopefully we're taking advantage of it to make the rest of our, you know, our life or our retirement better.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much for sharing your views on the Retire While Retire Happy show today. I know there's a lot of people that are working from home and it's a whole new experience for them. I know my son hasn't been out to work. He's been working remotely for at least 6 weeks. And yes, they are experiencing some cabin fever when they're only allowed to go for a short walk and that's about it. But to summarize, what do you think this, instead of looking at it as a bad crisis, it's an opportunity, and what do you think should be on people's minds now?
Sure. I think that kind of, in to summarize, you know, retirement is a journey. It's not a destination. And what's most important for people in retirement is freedom and the flexibility to do the things that they want to do. And if that's important to you, you shouldn't start later. You should start now and build a plan for that. And really, ultimately, and that begins with figuring out kind of a reality check of where we are, being honest with ourselves about where we want to be. And there's, in the book that you mentioned, is a section on not settling for things you don't want and the mindset of being honest with yourself. And once you figure out where you are and where you want to be, you can create a plan to get from point A to point B. And then it's a matter of sticking with the plan. And part of that is working with an advisor wherever you are to maintain the emotional kind of roller coaster that we've all been on for the last couple of months. Having somebody to talk to is really important in that environment.
Yeah, because it's important to be in touch with where you want to end up eventually. And people are retiring all around the world, so their advisors could be anywhere.
And as we see, I mean, you and I can talk across time zones and oceans. You know, the most important thing is to find an advisor that you can feel comfortable with, because money is a very touchy subject. We're very emotional about our money. And, you know, to go into a financial planner in a lot of cases is like going into a doctor when they ask you that little bit of nervousness when somebody's asking you about all your financial affairs. It's kind of like when the doctor asks you to slip on this robe and I'll be back in a minute. I mean, it's a very personal and uncomfortable thing. And so these days you can work with somebody who you feel comfortable with, honestly, almost anywhere in the world. You're right.
Yep. And how would people get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more about you and your business?
Sure. So the easiest way to find anything about me is just to go to my personal website. It's chipmunn.com. That's chipmunn.com. And that has the Retirement Remix, the book and the podcast, and links to all those kinds of things. Anything related to the stuff that we've talked about, that'd be the easiest way to find it.
All right. Well, thanks very much. We've had Chip Mung on the program today from Signature Wealth, and he's been sharing his ideas and his book outcomes with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.